Anyone who takes the gospel seriously should be struck by what Christ expects us to have in regards to a level of faith. How much he expects of his friends when it comes to faith in him. It almost seems unreasonable. We see that in today's gospel, that they're in this boat, could die, and Jesus expects them not to be afraid. Or Peter getting out of the boat, into the water, into the storm, walking on the water, and then he slips, fails, sinks, and Jesus calls him, little of faith. Jeez, I would consider that a good day for me, I'm afraid. It's because we've settled. We don't expect to have the kind of faith Jesus wants to give us, I'm afraid. That he wants much more for us when it comes to this great gift. That we don't beg enough to have great faith, faith that moves mountains. We don't even see the possibility, what could be, what we could have, what is being offered, what is being given. Practically speaking, we see in this gospel and throughout other gospels, the place where we can increase our faith and grow in faith, the gym where that happens, is in the very place that causes us fear. That's the very gym where faith can be increased. It's throughout the Gospels. And Jesus very clearly shows that the remedy to fear is faith. Here in the Greek, it says they were filled, or the English says they were filled with great awe. But the Greek literally says they feared with a great fear. They feared with a great fear. In other words, the writer is saying there was a fear in them that quieted all the other fears. There was a fear in them to leave this dear Lord. And they saw that this fear is what draws them away from him. And so it actually fights against it, tells it to be quiet. The fear of leaving the Lord tells all the other fears to be quiet. There's only one fear I have, and that is not to trust him. They feared with a great fear. And so, dear people, what is the places in our life that we don't know how it's going to turn out? We don't know how it's going to go. We don't know what's going to happen. That's the beautiful place. It's where all the gold is, to grow in this great treasure of faith. Let us be stern with fear in our soul. Tell it to be quiet and cling to our Lord.